Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we're all going to get concerns, questions, objections when we're in the sales process. And you're suggesting that one good strategy, discipline, best practice when you get an objection is before you do anything, first restate the objection. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. When a prospect has an objection, just take a second and then restate it back to them or paraphrase it. That way you can isolate that objection and get agreement that that's really their objection. It might be something they just kind of impulsively said and they really don't mean it. And that's really not the objection. So if you can just kind of pause the conversation and go, hey, you said that this is stopping you from doing working with me. Is that true? Like, what about this? And start discussing it and see if there's a way to resolve it. Because if you can resolve it, then you have a path to move forward. And Stone, this is something that you do a great job of. And this is something that is an important part of your kind of sales background. Could you talk about how you do this or how a person, what are some of the language you use to kind of isolate an objection?
Well, and that's the key to me is to isolate it. Otherwise, I think sometimes you can find yourself making an assumption. I think I love the idea of restating the objection because that way you're not making an assumption of what they said or, based on what they said or how they said it or even why they might have said it. But regardless, once you've done that, you've restated it. Now, to really make sure that is the barrier, the roadblock, what's standing between where you are now and where you want to take the conversation and the deal is if you ask them, and I learned this from a mentor by the name of Steve Brown with the Fortune Group, and it was part of a great training course, but one very specific piece of language that I've learned that has served me so well over the years, if someone has an objection and you've restated, now, you know, if I understand you completely, what I think I hear you saying is that you feel like the fee may just be too high at this point for you. Is that accurate? And they say yes. Then the next thing I say is I ask a question. If you weren't concerned, so if you weren't concerned about the fee, then in your opinion, do you feel you would buy the show or do the thing? And if they come back and say yes, then at least you know what you're dealing with, and then you can create a different product. You can change the fee, or you can say, you know, do whatever you want. Hey, maybe I'm too early or too late to be of real service to you. But what will happen if that's not real and it's just a smokescreen? And sometimes people will give you a smokescreen because they're nice. They don't tell you no. But if it's a smokescreen, they'll get kind of cagey. They'll hem and haw. Well, no, you know, also my mother-in-law is staying in town. She won't be gone. So we're probably looking at October anyway, or, you know, just anything. If they're at all cagey about when you say, if you weren't concerned, if they come up with a different concern, then that'll help you. It'll keep you from chasing red herrings.